This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. Now, you can follow us on various different ways. The Captain's America Third Watch can be found on MeWe, on Gab. We're also on Facebook, on Parler, at The Captain's America, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now, we have, from the undergroundusa.com website, the man, the myth, the legend, Frank Salvato. Alrighty. And they're outside the window. And they're going wild. That must be the crowd that just came in from the bars that closed up about an hour and a half ago. All right.
I got a lot of fans with those people.
There you go. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian value. Well, Frank, we got to start with a couple of different things here. First of all, unfortunately, last night, a horrible mass shooting at the FedEx facility, Indianapolis, right there at the airport. I've been there several times over my career when I was out on the road. And it's right there where 465 and 70 come together on that corner of Indianapolis. You can literally throw a rock and hit the building, FedEx, when you drive by on 70, so that's why they had the interstate shut down. But 8 people reported killed. We don't know how many wounded. The shooter did take his own life, and we don't know anything other than what I just told you.
Well, you know, I'm not going to overly speculate on anything with this. This is one of those times where you just have to wait for the details to come out. But I will say this. Tensions around the country are high. You know, we have been locked down and sequestered and societally oppressed for over a year now. I don't believe that our elected officials understand that you can't do that to a society that's free. And if that had something to contribute to it, then we have to reevaluate how the government actually deals with pandemics and how we go about sequestering the people that need to be sequestered. But, you know, you just walk down the street today and people are looking for a reason.
So. Yeah. The attitudes are really, really, I would call them ripe for just about anything. Mm-hmm. Now, here's something interesting before I move on. According to Molly Hemingway from The Federalist, she's saying that the popularity of Major League Baseball amongst Republicans right now is down to 12%. That's the lowest it's been since they started checking on things. It was at 47% about 4 months ago.
Yeah, you don't make stupid decisions like they did with Atlanta. Regular things corporations like Coca-Cola, Delta, the 500 corporations signed on to this activist letter that was published in the Washington Post and New York Times condemning Georgia's law. The activists are trying to get regular free market people to start getting political. We can't politicize everything, especially when it's based on a lie. The Georgia law is not oppressive. Nope. You have activists right now who are trying to codify the extreme measures we went to during COVID to try to facilitate the vote. We can't have that as the norm. We can't. Mm-hmm. There's way too many vulnerabilities for voter fraud and ballot disintegrity. Mm-hmm. It's we can't have it that way. And when you look at the Georgia laws compared to what it was beforehand, before COVID, it expanded the ability to vote. You know, almost 80% of the people for over 20 years have said voter ID is okay. So you've got 20% of the people complaining about something that is incredibly easy to get. The argument that you can't get voter ID if you're poor is really bigoted. It's a bigoted argument. You're saying that poor people are too dumb to go and get a free ID in most states.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you're talking about the fact that you have to have photo ID to buy liquor and cigarettes if you're younger, and open a bank account and cash a check and get on a plane, you know, get on a train in a lot of the urban areas now. It doesn't pass the smell test. So you've got Major League Baseball. Oh, they got pressured into moving out of Atlanta. No, they didn't.
No.
They're woke.
Yep.
And that's why they're at 12.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is President Joe Biden yesterday announced unilateral sanctions on Russia and booted out 11 of their diplomats for election interference and hacking. I don't know where all that's going to go, because now their retaliation, I guess, was to block the entrance to the Black Sea so we can't get our ships in there. We were going to sail them in there and put them somewhere near Ukraine, a couple of our guided missile destroyers.
Yeah, way to go, Joe, and clicking that nuclear clock just a minute more towards midnight. That's a real stupid move. Not to mention, I have to ask, I thought that the Russian manipulation in the election was something that was so gross and so over the top that Trump would have won.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about it. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Stivato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. And Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We're going to do it. By the way, that number comes from the Internet and our terrestrial radio station, just so you know. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And hardly a week, folks, goes by that I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my customers, one of my listeners that's now a customer that just bought a new Nissan up there at Moss. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, all the way in the Midwest. And we had one father, and I'll never forget this as long as I live, drove his daughter's car all the way from Phoenix, Arizona to Newport Richey to trade it in and get the car that she wanted. And guess what? He drove it down to where she was at in Tampa and saw to it that she got the car down there. And happy, happy, happy were they ever. Now, Moss Nissan can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service because they're doing whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And it starts with the Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of the vehicle. And don't forget, you can't beat the selection at Moss of over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles. All the colors, all the accessories that you might want. Now, they are the home of the exclusive You Serve, You Save program, which honors active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors, and takes real good care of them. So Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura side-by-side on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch more money. All right. Back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Hello, sir. All right, let me see. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
There you are. All right, let's see who was on the other line here. We got somebody else in the line here, I think. Yeah, we do. Okay, I'm going to go over to Backgammon Bob. Let's get a question from him. Okay, Backgammon Bob, go for it.
Is it Frank there yet?
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Wanted to know if Russia were to attack the Ukraine, And if China were to attack Taiwan, either or, would we really do anything about it? And what does he think the chance that that could escalate into a nuclear confrontation being is that we have tactical nuclear weapons, which are supposedly low yield, and with the what they call the B-61 nuclear bombs. Okay, bye.
All right. Well, Frank, go for it.
No, not with this administration.
Nope.
I think they would. Yeah, I think they would make a little bit of a stink at the United Nations and condemn and and call in, you know, all kinds of name calling and sanctions and this, that, and the other. But then, right now, China is just slapping us all over the planet, and you see Joe Biden just hiding in the basement. Russia's starting to saber rattle as well. Remember, the two of them got together and talked about replacing the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency, the chief world reserve currency. So they look at the Biden administration as being the weakest that we've had since before Jimmy Carter.
Yep.
And they are making bold moves on the world stage. So I fully expect, I mean, this is why you're hearing so much about Taiwan in the news. I fully expect China will make their move on Taiwan before this administration's over. And when you look at the Ukraine, you know, Putin was going to do it whether Trump won or not. And then face the consequences. They, you know, that's their home court. But with Biden in there, he'll make a move against the Ukraine, and he'll try to consolidate the Soviet Union as well. Now, nuclear? No. I don't see this administration being anywhere near prepared to go to a war footing. Although, and this is why I'm giving myself a little wiggle room here. When you look at the major conflicts from the 20th century going into the 21st century, almost all of them have been started under Democratic presidencies.
Yeah. Now, a lot of my friends in the Military Officers Association of America totally, absolutely, positively agree with every word you just said, and I happen to agree with it, too. I don't think Joe Biden will do anything.
Yeah, we'll go the world community route, which is what the United States doesn't do in the face of tyranny. Historically, we stand up and say, you can't do that. You know, freedom and liberty must reign at all costs, because that's what the Western dogma is. But yeah, this guy is so in bed with the globalists that he's just going to sit back like he was just another cog in the machine, and let the despots do what they want. He's not a strong president at all.
Now, Mike Lindell, of course, the inventor of MyPillow and a proud supporter of former President Donald Trump, is about to embark on a new social media site starting Monday, the 19th, called Frank. It's going to be called Frank Speech, and .com is a website, and you can go there right now. Google the word Frank or search it online and find it, and you'll find a social media platform like no other. Those are his words, not mine. And it's coming soon, like I said, on the 19th. And this is going to be interesting, because the Trumps are going to have theirs, I believe, in another month or so. Lindell's out there with his right now. And basically it's going to allow people to have news and information that's not filtered.
Well, and this is what happens when you become a totalitarian in a free market society. You know, Facebook and Twitter and Google with YouTube decided to become draconian and try to silence people with censorship, and Deep Pockets finally got off their butts and built something that belongs to the people, as it were. So they've deluded their people. The downside on this, I'm not saying that it's going to be a bad thing. It'll probably be a great platform, and you're going to get a lot more free speech out of it, which is the point of social media. But I can see where we're creating echo chambers. You know, where the liberals and the progressives and the leftists will be free to come and engage over there like they are on Parler, and like they will be on Trump's social media platform when it comes out. They probably won't, except for the trolls and the troublemakers. You know, they probably won't. They'll stick with Twitter and Facebook because everybody agrees with them over there. You know, so we're kind of creating echo chambers in the social media sphere, which doesn't help to start a conversation to end the confrontation that we're in societally today. So I'm not giving up my Facebook or my Twitter. I'm still going to engage over there, but that's where I'll make my arguments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I share information for people to be educated and informed, it'll be on the platforms where people don't throw progressive roadblocks in and report it all the time and try to get it blocked. But I will I'll continue to do conversational battle over at Facebook and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yep, until they say toodaloo. By the way, are you ready?
Coming at any moment.
Yeah, and by the way, I just got rid of one of my pages over there, and I did something Plan B, but I got attacked by a bunch of people. They posted a bunch of crap on there, and it wound up costing me, so to speak. But I had a Plan B all the time, so I'm using the Plan B right now over on Facebook. But I'm also on MeWe and Parler and Gab. And I will be on Mike Lindell's new platform when he gets it. All right, I got something for you. You ready?
I am. I think.
All right, yesterday, in all of her reverence, the queen bee of the House of Representatives, Maxine Waters, snapped at Jim Jordan for questioning little Dr. Fauci during the COVID hearing, told him to sit down and shut his mouth.
I believe she should be censured for that.
No kidding.
You do not talk to another member of Congress like that when you are in session, when you are in committee, when you're on the floor. You just don't do it. And if Nancy Pelosi doesn't reprimand her for her actions on the floor, the Republican caucus, in the face of a serious vote when a quorum is needed, should walk out in protest. I mean, there has to be some decorum in Congress. You do not. I mean, you want to get back to the days when somebody picked up a cane and beat someone to death? Because we're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Or I believe it was Calhoun. I believe it was back before the Civil War. I believe that's who it was. The Speaker of the House not only has, the power to do things, she has the responsibility to make people rise to the occasion of being in Congress. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the rhetoric that's happening in Congress today is unbefitting of someone who's been elected to Congress. And Maxine Waters is a perennial favorite.
Do you feel like sticking around for an extra segment?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with Frank Salato from the UndergroundUSA.com. website. Go over there, check out all the different things she does. Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The body cam footage of police shooting a 13-year-old boy in Chicago has been released. So far, protests in Chicago have been mostly peaceful. The attorney for Adam Toledo's family, Adina Weiss-Ortiz, said the 13-year-old dropped the gun when police told him to do so. Police footage showed both hands in the air.
If you're shooting an unarmed child with his hands in the air, it is an assassination.
Chicago's mayor said the city is awash with illegal guns.
Several Democrats, including House Judiciary Committee's Jerry Nadler, have unveiled a proposal to expand the Supreme Court to 13 justices. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she doesn't support the proposal and has no plans to bring it to a vote. Republicans say the move is a power grab. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All righty, and this portion of the Captain's America brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Remember, reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service, too. That's Everglades Equipment Group. And, by the way, tomorrow, I will be down... Well, actually, I'll be over at the Largo Gun Show over at Midreg Hall in Largo. Now, the Midreg Hall is located at 6340 126th Avenue North. I'll be there Saturday. The hours are 9 to 5. I'll be there 9 to 2, maybe 9 to 3. Sunday, they're there from 9 to 3. The concealed carry class on Saturday starts at 2 o'clock. On Sunday, it starts at 1 o'clock. So if you want to sign up ahead of time and get your name on the list, make sure you can get there. TwoGuysShows.com is a website, TwoGuysShows.com, to get your concealed carry permit. And they'll have a great display of guns, ammunition, knives, bows and arrows, swords, clubs, whatever that you need to have, all self-defense, plus some outdoor stuff and whatnot there, too. They always have a great display of different things. So, Largo, at the Midreg Hall, 6340 126th Avenue North, tomorrow, and I'll be there from 9 to about, probably 2, 2.33 o'clock, somewhere in that range. Okay, back to our guest and our good friend, Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and thanks again, Frank, for sticking around.
Absolutely. Or as I like to say, anytime and always.
Okay, now... The $1,400 stimulus checks seem to help March retail sales. We're seeing numbers now coming showing a 9.8% increase as sales went up from the month prior because of the stimulus checks. I'm not surprised by that.
Well, partially because of the stimulus checks, a lot of places are starting to open back up. You know, Texas is open, Florida's open. You're seeing announcements by governors just about every day saying we're moving back into a at least an open economy. You may still have to stay 6 or 3 feet away, depending on the state you're in. You know, but we're starting to open the economy back up. If we get back up to speed, the economy will recover to such a level that it'll be acting like it did before the pandemic to a great extent, because Biden's tax increases haven't happened yet. We haven't had a lot of the restrictions take effect that he wants to impose back on the private sector industries and businesses. And people are starting to get back into the economic cycle. So I fully expect to see, you know, consumer confidence is going to come back as things reopen. And then we'll see spending again, maybe not to the level immediately, but it's going to start to recover a little bit right up until the Democrats get their tax increases the way they want. That's going to hurt. Mm-hmm. That's going to keep a full recovery from happening, you know, because businesses, they do, when you raise, it's anybody who doesn't understand this really doesn't understand anything about economics 101. Mm-hmm. You raise taxes on a business, and they are going to raise the cost and pass it on to the consumer. Businesses don't feel tax increases. You feel the tax increase by the cost of what you're buying from the business.
Right.
So you get double whammy. If he takes away the Trump tax cuts for the people and raises taxes on the corporations, you're going to get hit twice. And then the sooner we start to understand that, the sooner we can all start looking at the people who are, we sent to Washington going, why do you double tax us all the time by screwing with the corporations?
Now, a split Congress may in fact take a two-track approach to Biden's $2.3 trillion infrastructure pitch. I heard something mentioned yesterday where they're talking about splitting the money up to where they go after the roads and the bridges with one part of it, and the other part of it they do for the Give Me, Give Me Free programs.
Sounds to me like some of the usual suspects on the right side of the aisle have negotiated with their buddies on the left side of the aisle to get some cover. So that they can get something passed and claim credit for it. It's still going to be an expenditure,
mm-hmm.
You know. And, you know, it's really, we have to start examining in your own neighborhood when you're talking about a federal highway or a federally maintained bridge. And they are few. They are not all over the place. Most of the roads and bridges that you travel on belong to the state or the county. You know, I think everybody should go on the Captain's America Facebook page and tell me where they see a crumbling federal road or federal bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say this every single time they want to pass a gigantic bill packed full of pork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And that's not a bad idea.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's take a public audit of these things and post it. I want to see pictures of the crumbling federal roads and federal bridges across the country.
Now,
you know,
I'll give you an example. I've been on the Cross Bronx Expressway a number of times in New York City, and there have been holes where they haven't been big, but there have been holes where you could actually see down to the streets below.
You know, there are, when you have roadways that are well-traveled, like the Dan Ryan in Chicago or the Eisenhower Expressway going into there, they need maintenance. But that's not crumbling roads and bridges across the country, mm-hmm. coast to coast, like they're shopping this thing. If you listen to them, every federal highway is just horrible and wrecked, and you can't travel them.
Mm.
It's not the case. It's just not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they keep citing the one bridge that collapsed up in Minnesota.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, and how many years ago was that?
20 years, maybe.
Yeah. So when you look at these bills, you know, think through what they're trying to do here. You're going to get people who say, see, I made sure we didn't get the pork in there, and we took care of our crumbling roads and bridges, and we stood together and did it in a bipartisan manner. That gives cover to the people who won't dig in their heels and say, mm-hmm. absolutely not, no pork.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Democrats are just going to pull. They're going to reopen and edit the reconciliation because that's what the parliamentarians said they could do.
Yep.
And they're going to stuff in what they want to pass. Mm-hmm. This is political cover.
Yep. Now, Kevin McCarthy yesterday said the call to pack the court should scare all Americans. And probably an hour later, here comes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Pelosi, I like to call her, and she comes out and says, well, I oppose the Supreme Court expansion, and it's not going to happen just yet.
Yeah, because the idiot from the Judiciary Committee got ahead of himself because he needed to get into the limelight. They haven't even seated the commission yet.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go to game plan. Somebody was trying to hog the limelight here because he couldn't get somebody impeached last time around.
Jerry Nadler?
You know, yeah. And quite honestly, we have to start thinking about this a little bit differently. If we've got three separate co-equal branches of government, okay?
Yeah.
And the executive branch can't tell, the president couldn't say, you know what, we're going to expand the House.
Yep.
We're going to expand the Senate. I've decided we're going to do this. Well, you can't do that because it's a separation of powers. The executive branch can't tell the legislative branch what to do. How is it that the legislative branch could say, we're going to look at this other separate branch of government and we're going to change it?
Yeah.
All the Supreme Court has to do is say, your move is unconstitutional, and that ends it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know how to end the border crisis.
Well, shut it.
Well, that's part of it, but the other part of it is just to turn around and put Trump's policies back in and finish the damn wall.
Well, and you know, you saw, I think it was Mayorkas came out, and Psaki,
yeah,
kind of reiterated a little bit. Yes, certain sections will be completed. I thought you said not another inch.
That's right.
Not another mile.
That's what he did. But Mayorkas is afraid of his own shadow.
Well, it's, you know, I hate to pick on somebody's looks, but if I look like him, I would be too.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. But here's the deal, you know, we all know that the border is a national disgrace right now, and I mean, they're just laughing about this. Just go around the edge where they didn't finish it. Jeez.
It's more than a national disgrace. It's a threat. It is a literal threat to the well-being of the people of the United States. We, you know, it was 20 years ago that people overstayed the visas. We weren't paying attention to immigration in this country, and people took down the Twin Towers. You know, so this little political thing that they keep doing with the border, do you think it's just Mexicans and Guatemalans who are coming over the border?
Oh, no.
If you do, you're not paying attention.
No.
We've got people from the Middle East, from Africa.
Yep.
We've got people being caught who are affiliated with the Yemeni Houthis.
Yep.
We've got Hezbollah. We've got Hamas. We've got Al-Qaeda. Yep. We've got ISIS. They're all coming over the border.
You bet. Mm-hmm. You bet. All right, well, here comes the music in my ear. I appreciate you sticking around. We've had a meaningful conversation here, and I think the people got a lot out of what we just did. So there you go, and I look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Sounds good, man. Stay low.
All right, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com is the website, undergroundusa.com. He's got a great podcast over there and writes a lot of different great articles, too. So go over there, check it out, see what he has to offer. And in the meantime, we're coming right back with the Sports Zone Quarterback.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And as you know, Dominic's Blinds and Decor always starts us out here with the final segment of the radio show. They're located, of course, at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget that unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, you can also remember this, that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Remember the number to call, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and you'll be glad you did. All right, Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone, heard on my flagship station Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. is with us. And hello, Patrick.
Hello, Captain Matt Bruce. Always a pleasure. We have Kobe Bryant going to be presented posthumously by Michael Jordan at the Hall of Fame ceremony. So it's a nice gesture.
That's a big deal. And good. And kudos to Michael Jordan for doing that.
Okay? Yeah, class act. Yeah. Some good baseball yesterday. Atlanta Braves won 7-6 over the Florida Marlins, Miami Marlins, they call themselves now. The Orioles went down to the Seattle Mariners, 4-2. The Padres are playing some great baseball. Got them out in San Diego. They were in Pittsburgh yesterday and won 8-3. And the Red Sox finally got up in. They were on a hot streak. They lost to the Twins, 4-3. The Indians, Cleveland, 1-4-2, that's for Joe Wheeler against the Chicago White Sox. And then also we had a doubleheader, so the Mariners beat the Orioles 2-1 in the nightcap. And then in the late games we had the Diamondbacks beat the Nationals 11-6. The Rangers 6-4 over the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa Bay's been a little bit of a down streak there. And the Royals, KC, won 7-5 over the Blue Jays. And that brings up something, Captain. Toronto, you know, they're still playing out in Dunedin. And the Canucks, looks like they might have a COVID-19 shutdown for the whole team in the season for them. So it's kind of sad news. Then the Oakland Athletics, they won 8-4 over the Detroit Tigers. And at the last game of the night, the Dodgers won 7-5 over the Colorado Rockies. The L.A. Dodgers are playing some good baseball.
You know, the NCAA came up with a rule change that kind of makes sense. Starting next season, major college football and basketball players will be permitted to transfer one time before graduating without being required to have to sit out for a year of competition, which means they can transfer and play that same year.
Well, I'm glad you brought that out. That was going to be a topic on the show this Sunday. And the bottom line is I think it's fine because why is it okay for coaches to leave but not going to let players leave? I mean, let the kid go where he wants to finish out his career without penalty. And it's better than the basketball rule where they play in a school for 1 or 2 years and just leave right to the NBA. It doesn't happen in football. You have to at least play 4 years. Then 3 years, they'll let you hardship out. So,
yeah. Who pitched a no-hitter the other night?
That was Carlos Rondon. Yeah, he pitched very well. So,
With the White Sox, right?
And he's 2 outs away from a perfect game. So he's a great, great game. Give the guy full credit. We've had a couple of those now early in the year. Wow, this is where the pitchers have a little bit of a – it's hard to get your batting gear from spring training to regular season than it is for a pitcher. So this is normally when you'll see no-hitters in the month of April and May coming up. And after that, it's pretty hard. It doesn't happen very often.
Now, when's the NFL draft?
It's going to be next weekend, Captain. So we shall see what happens there with a lot of teams. A lot of teams have a lot of needs, and they're in some tough positions to get them. So there'll be a lot of maneuvering, a lot of training among the NFL teams.
Yeah, by the way, you mentioned Cleveland. Following the guidance and advice of Brown Center and NFL Players Association President J.C. Tretter, Cleveland's players joined a growing list of teams vowing to skip voluntary in-person workouts this offseason.
Yeah, that's because of the COVID-19 thing. They don't want anybody getting sick before the season starts, and you can't even start the season. So that's the reason they're putting that in there. Just like last year, couldn't even get together for an exhibition game. So well, there's another thing you just brought up. They're going to go to 17 games this year. So that eliminate one exhibition. I'll be happy the day where they go to 18 and eliminate two exhibition games. Let's play ball.
Are they adding another game? Are they adding one other game in the season? Is that what they're doing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think it's wonderful. That's the way it should be. I mean, people don't want to pay to see the starters for a quarter.
Now, I hate to be the party pooper here, but I got to ask you a question. Deshaun Watson. The victims, the accusers, have all now, every one of them, have all now spoken to the police.
Yeah, it's not good. I just don't. His career is probably going to be done, Captain, because that's one thing the NFL doesn't tolerate now. Any abuse to a woman, you're done. You're pretty much done. And that's not going to hold water. Yeah, it's a shame that he led his life that way, and he's done these women this way. Just not a smart way to handle yourself with the sad state of affairs. Good athlete, he was good for the community. He was nice to everybody, but you know, in that part of his private life, he just something's not right. He needs help. So,
they're probably going to say he had one hit too many in the head.
Yeah, something like that. They'll use the concussion.
All righty. Well, we'll let you go, and we'll be listening to you on Sunday, and have yourself a great weekend, and tell the little one there, the short guy, the referee with the whistle, tell him not to take any wooden nickels along the way.
There you go. go, my man. Thanks a lot, Captain. God bless you, man. Have a wonderful day.
All righty, and that's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And by the way, Patrick Hyland also is responsible for this.
I want you to check out the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
All right, I'm going to go to the telephone line here, 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Do I go ahead there, Mr. Todd?
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, Joe Biden is not qualified for anything, much less President of the United States, obviously, with his decision-making. Let me say something to all my black friends. It was Jackie Robinson that, you know, broke the color barrier and played baseball. But Jackie Robinson was a winner. He was a champion. See, it's not that he was black or yellow or whatever. It was that he was, when he played, he stole home. He won championships. So his game did all the talking for him. And let me say something else. He played, and Martin Luther King Jr. gave his life, so no white man or no white woman, mayor, governor, president, should keep you in your house and not let you make a living. It's a disgrace that you're not standing up for your own state, you're not standing up for your own rights, and while they're making $250,000 a year and $400,000 and billions of dollars, they're making you stay at home while they print money. It's a disgrace that you're not standing up for your own state and take it back to your own state. And by the way, it's a disgrace to this Constitution in the United States. So Joe Biden wasn't going to pack the court. Now he's going to. He's the guy lied. You have to be a habitual liar to be a Democrat. Stand up for the country. Stand up for your rights and take your state back and take our country back. Please, Captain.
All righty, Todd in Tampa, and we thank him for his comments. Don't forget, folks, to check out the Everglades Equipment Group, reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And don't forget that tomorrow I will be over in Largo at the gun show over at the Minreg Hall, located at 6340 126th Avenue North, right there. And I'll be there 9 o'clock, doors open, probably till about 2, maybe 2:30, maybe even 3. I don't know. We'll see. Depends on how I feel and how tired I am. Now, I got to say something here before the gun fools get out there. Just because we had another mass casualty shooting, we don't know the circumstances about it. Don't make up any stories. Wait till the facts come out here to find out what the hell happened here, because we're not hearing a lot yet, but I'm sure we will. And when we do, then we'll go from there. Try not to try people in a court of public opinion on the internet. That just doesn't work. Alrighty. I'll see y'all tonight at the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. In the meantime, have yourself a great day. Stay low and stay out of trouble. Enjoy the weather. God.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.